gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David, and joining me today, please welcome my guest, Karina P. Cromer. Karina, how are you today?
I am doing lovely. Thanks for asking. How about you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking as well. And for those people that are looking to maybe get in touch with you after the show, if you can you just provide the contact info, whether you have a website or email, that we can reach out to you?
Of course. My website is healthawarenesscoach.com. My email is Karina@healthawarenesscoach.com. You can also find me on Facebook under Karina Cromer or Inspired Health Energy Medicine. And I am also on Instagram under Karina Cromer. So pretty consistent.
Very cool. And Karina, welcome back. We're definitely excited to have you back on with us, and we're definitely looking forward to getting some more information and insight from you, of course. But for those out there who are maybe first time tuning into your show or just may not be as familiar, if you don't mind just going over what it is you do exactly and just a little bit about yourself.
Of course. I'm originally born and raised in Greece, come from the Mediterranean culture, so I have been here in this country for about, well, probably over 35 years now, seems like yesterday, but I have a very different view on culture and how we can live life joyfully and how we can move through stress without really falling into that trap so much. So that part of it, the Mediterranean lifestyle, is what I bring about in my coaching sessions, because there's a lot of tools and a lot of really neat and easy ways to bypass stress and anxiety in life and live well with a good diet and feel great about what you do. And the other part that I do is I've been doing energy medicine for about 20 years now, and I deal with mostly women and also a few select men all over the world, because my services are global and I can do them remotely as much as well as in person. But I deal with just about anything that shows up in your life, because energy medicine is something that works on the whole body and the whole person. So we deal on physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental issues. And it has been very successful. And it's just one of those things that covers everything in, you know, one treatment. You can get a very good understanding of what's going on, and from then on kind of pinpoint what needs to be worked on and get some good changes going.
Excellent. Yeah, I just really like the fact that you approach things, you know, kind of not just in one area, not just the mental or not just the physical. You kind of do everything there. And I think that is really cool that you do cover so much ground. Now, of course, on our show, we've talked about many different things. We've talked about joy. We've talked about things like shifting our mindset and things like that. But one of the things that you're very, very much knowledgeable on is something called the Mediterranean lifestyle of coaching. Now, could you tell us a little bit about that for those who don't know what that is exactly?
Right, absolutely. So, as I said, I'm originally from Greece. So I grew up in a very different way, and grew up within community and having the support of friends and family. In Greece in general, we actually have very much the extended family model, as opposed to the States and other parts of the world where you have more of the nuclear family. So you have, you know, the husband, the wife, the children, so to speak. Because of that, there's a lack of support in so many different ways. I remember, you know, growing up with my grandmother and my mother, you know, in the kitchen, learning how to cook by default because you're there all day, picking herbs and growing vegetables in the garden, hanging out with people that weren't even part of the family, but became, so to speak, your aunt and uncle because they were around so much. So it was a really large support system, and there still is, that you can lean on and not only be supported throughout your life, but also gain a lot of information and knowledge as you're growing up. Now, that is something that I found lacking in the States when I came in this country, you know, years ago. And I came in as a young adult, but I noticed that things are very different. And because of that lack of support, when there is stress, when there is anxiety, when life is a little bit more than we can handle, there might not have been as much somebody there for the other person to guide them through, to be there for whatever they needed, whether you know, it's a meal or whether it's an understanding or an ear just to listen. So I decided over the years that it would be very helpful to start expanding those ways that I grew up and bring them over here and help people understand and become more of a community, so that they're in that space where no matter what goes on in life, you can reach out and say, hey, I need something, I need help, or what's your take on this? I need information. And so it shows up in many different ways, but for what we do here is we, my husband and I also do cooking classes and catering, so we teach people about good nutrition, and we teach them how to cook well and how to use, you know, fresh ingredients. We teach mindfulness ways, we teach a meditation and other ways of being in that quiet space where you can process anxiety and what's going on. And then in my sessions, I also teach a little bit of NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, working more with the subconscious, and lucid hypnosis, which is a way of accessing things that have been kind of set in our lives, that trauma, so to speak, that have taken root and do not allow us to move through certain situations in life. And so we find ways of exploring what is going on and using tools from my upbringing to move through that, but to move through that not simply by setting things aside, but by understanding why things are happening and then moving through them in a good, happy, kind, and loving way. So that is something that we dissipate, so to speak, and we change the energy around how we perceive it, and then move on to the next stage in life. So that's what Mediterranean lifestyle coaching would look like.
Very fascinating. Now, as far as, you know, the client's perspective, you know, who would you say is the ideal client for someone to maybe look into something like this? Is it someone that kind of knows what it is they're looking to accomplish? Is it someone that is just kind of open to your suggestions? Who would you say?
That's a good question. You know, I do love working with other professionals because they do have a little bit of knowledge in this, and sometimes they can move faster through their own issues in life because they have an idea of what's going on. In general, I find myself working more with women that have come through life on the other side, so to speak. Let's say they've had a career, they have kids, maybe their kids are even grown up, and they find themselves on the other side now, not very fulfilled and not really knowing what's going on and what there is that they could change in their life to experience that joy again. Because when we're in our younger years, we have so many things to explore and we have so many ideas, and all of a sudden, we come into our 40s and 50s and 60s sometimes, and we're like, okay, now what? So these are the people and the women in general that I usually find myself working with, and I love to work with them because they're ready to explore, they're ready to expand, and they're ready to dive in into those things that they have never maybe gotten a chance to look into in their lives and say, okay, well, you know, my married life is in a good place, my kids are grown up, and now I'm ready to just do what I would like to do. And so those are phenomenal times in our lives because we get to rediscover what brings us joy. And we tend to put that away very, very often and live the rest of our lives without having that piece of that, you know, I just say that everybody should thrive in life, not just survive, and that's what's important. So if you're living your life like an emergency, chances are there is a lot more that you can do.
Very cool, very cool. Now, of course, Karina, I do have more questions for you on this, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll get more information with Karina Cromer. We'll be right back.
Aloha to all you lovebirds out there. Are you thinking about a destination wedding? Let iDo Hawaiian Weddings help you realize that dream. We specialize in Hawaiian destination weddings. Our unique knowledge of the islands and vast experience with amazing locations will help us create the destination wedding of your dreams. We can help you celebrate your love for each other with a sandy beach wedding, flower lei and bouquet, photography and videography, limousine transportation, hula dancing, ukulele music, and a beautiful dove release. We can even assist you with marriage license and online paperwork. iDo Hawaiian Weddings is all about love. So visit us on the web at idohawaiianweddings.com or call us at 808-330-5555 to realize your dream destination wedding in Hawaii now.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. That's KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David, and joining me again is Karina Cromer, who is the founder and CEO of Inspired Health, Energy, Medicine, and Coaching. Now, Karina, of course, before the break, we were taking a little bit more of an in-depth look about the Mediterranean lifestyle, and of course, this is something that you provide as a coaching service to help people maybe make a shift in their life. Now, I wanted to ask you, you know, for those who are still trying to kind of understand what this all involves, I wanted to ask you if you can just break down maybe some of the main benefits or the main takeaways that people are going to see by making a switch like this.
Yes, that is a great question. So, you know, for most of us, I think it is important to ask the question, what is it that I'm looking to get from life? And that is one important question to consider because, as I said before, a lot of us have kind of, if you want to call it, given up, but we've settled for the life that we're living, and sometimes we forget that there was something else that we really wanted to do. So the things that are coming through this program are phenomenal. In fact, it will, first of all, help you deal with any issues of depression, anxiety, fogginess also, and clarity about where your life is going. The other thing is that it helps you find a more joyful way of being. We use a lot of exercises and we do a lot of things together and sometimes even in a group where we understand what we have left out of life and why we no longer experience that joy. And it's a very simple thing sometimes, but it's so amazing when you reintroduce joy into your life. Because all of a sudden you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, yes, I'm really excited about this. There are so many things that I want to do. So that's another huge part of it. The third part of it is health. Health is fundamental. It is physical health, emotional health, and spiritual health or mental health. All those comprise who we are, and without one, you don't have the other. But because we live in a world where our food sources have become tainted, if you want, or it, sometimes is a little bit more difficult to find fresh foods that have good quality, that have been grown in a good way, right, outside under the sunshine and with fresh air. So we find that because our food source is tainted, very often we allow disease to settle into our body. Now, disease can show up from anything like a headache or to something a lot more important. You know, there's major diseases out there that people, you know, autoimmune diseases, all kinds of things. And so when those happen in the body, really what it is kind of the body lifting its hand and saying, hey, I need help. You need to change something. But a lot of us don't look at it that way, especially in the Western culture, because we're used to either going to the doctor and taking some medication for it, which eventually quiets down the symptoms, but we don't really take care of the source. So we talk about that health and why we're here and why the body is feeling like this and how did we allow to get it to that. And we also talk about emotion, like I said, emotional health. Our thoughts and beliefs are extremely important in the life that we create every single day. So when we choose to look at life from joy versus depression or anxiety that might be crippling us for the moment, then we change everything around and the way that life shows up for us. So that's another big part. And the mental part of it is, you know, so much goes on in the world nowadays, and because we have so much stimulation, we have TV, we have computers, we have cell phones, you'll see so many people morning through night with their cell phone on their hand, right? And that is a huge stimulation for our nervous system. So we learn how to tame that down and how to take control over that so that even our mental health is better, because those light waves and those frequencies actually change the way that we show up in life. If we are depressed and if we're not feeling well, if we have no urgency of doing something different in life, that could very much be caused from an overexposure to those electronics. So there's so much there that we learn. All of it is based on health, that, you know, we deal with the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, as I said. And it just really changes your life. So it doesn't matter where you are, at what stage in your life, this makes a huge difference in your life. My only problem is that sometimes it works so well that people don't come back. And that's the only issue. But I love that because I give them tools that they can take for the rest of their lives, and they can change things around for themselves. And now they're in control. They're in the, you know, behind the steering wheel and deciding where it is that they want to go instead of life taking them places.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that is, I guess, a good problem to have if you're able to help people and make such a big impact in that way. That is really great. And now, of course, you know, you've mentioned that it's not just with the mental aspects, also, you know, the physical health as well. What might be some changes we would see as far as some of the physical health stuff? Do we see changes in things like diet or maybe the amount of sleep we're getting? What would you say?
Those are both great points, yes. Sleep is very important on how we feel and how we act during the day. When we get good, heavy sleep and deep sleep, we actually are able to build serotonin in the system, which is part of the hormones that make us feel good and feel relaxed and be willing to do things in life. So it is, sleep is a huge part of it. Diet is also a very important part of it. And so there isn't just one thing. It's an all-inclusive system that changes everything you do, but it doesn't change it in the sense that it's overwhelming. So the issues with diet, for example, let's just check on that. A diet usually works because it's a temporary thing. And then you know that you're going to go back, or you think you're going to go back to those habits that you had before. And eventually what happens is you might take back on those extra pounds and your muscles might not be as fit and your body's not as toned. Because the point is, we're changing our lifestyle here. We're not creating something temporary that we have a temporary goal. Instead, we have a long-term goal, and that is to live a long, happy, and joyful and healthful life. And that's what that, you know, that propels us towards. So these are ideas and wisdoms that you will follow the rest of your life. And they're not really difficult to follow because we start easy and we start with little things. And it does depend, of course, you know, what stage in your life you're at and where you pick up from. But no matter what, there's always changes that we can make to become better. There's always changes I make. And I, you know, always educate myself more and more to find out what else is out there. What can I change that might be better for me and for my clients, so to speak? But it's one thing to be stagnant and to be content with your life because that's your habit and that's where you're at. And it's so phenomenal to have a whole other world open up for you and be excited every morning when you get up.
Well said, well said. And now, do you have any tips or advice for people that are looking to maybe make a change and change into, you know, of course, the Mediterranean lifestyle, or someone that is trying to live the lifestyle now and maybe is having a little bit of struggle? Do you have any tips or advice for those types of individuals?
Well, you know, so one of the things that I wanted to mention that I forgot in the beginning was that I am offering a special on my Facebook page under Inspired Health Energy Medicine for a very big chunk off your first session of coaching if you wanted to try it out to see if this is something that works for you. But what I want to say is watch your thoughts more than anything because our thoughts can be detrimental. And if we have the same thoughts again and again and again every single day, well, it's kind of like the definition of insanity, doing the same thing but expecting something different to happen, right? So our thoughts are important. Try to pick good thoughts. Try to shift yourself even just a little bit. Even if today is a really bad day and you don't want to go outside and you don't want to deal with anybody, just make a little change for yourself and change the thought of, okay, maybe I don't want to get off the couch today. I'm just going to watch TV all day. But maybe instead of watching what I always watch, I'll watch something uplifting. Or I'll watch something that is funny because laughter always brings good hormones into the body and helps us feel better. The tiniest little change can help us get out of that cycle that we're in and get moving towards the direction that we want. And the other thing would be is to set a focus. Because if we don't have a focus, we are really meandering through life. But if we can set a focus and say, okay, well, by this time at the end of the year, I would like to be, you know, there. And just keep that focus throughout the year. And yes, you'll find yourself going left and right and kind of maybe losing your path a little bit, but in the long term, you will keep that general focus and you will achieve things.
Excellent advice there. And again, you know, for those who want to find out more about you and your services, again, where is it that people can go?
You can go to my website, which is healthawarenesscoach.com. You can feel free to email me at Karina@healthawarenesscoach.com. And also check me out on Facebook, either Karina Cromer or Inspired Health Energy Medicine.
Sounds good. Karina, thank you so much once again. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and we definitely appreciate you giving some great information and helping out our audience. We always appreciate that.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a blast. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks again, and for everyone else out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear-facing? Forward-facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.